Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori of the Beavers. Again, congratulations on the win last night, Tom.
Thanks a lot, Schultzy.
As the game progressed, you said in the postgame last night you played really well the first two periods. You expect them to play a little desperate in the third, don't you?
Absolutely. They had good pushback. I thought we were really tentative. We were flat-footed. We kind of were on our heels, Schultzy, and we didn't want to be on our heels. And it validated that when we watched tape today. And we still have to have push as well. And we still want to initiate. We want to forecheck. We want to make sure we're going forward, not backwards.
What part of your game that you changed tactically did you like the best last night?
I don't know. We changed a few things tactically, but they're a difficult team to play against. And, they made some adjustments during the game as well. And, they're not rimming as many pucks, and they're not throwing as many pucks to areas in the neutral zone. So the biggest thing is, we made a couple adjustments last night. And I think actually the adjustments we made, I don't know if it helped us or not. We're just going to, keep it going today, and hopefully, again, things can be status quo for us.
It was only the seventh game last night between the two programs. Is it more of a chess match when you don't have that comfort level of knowing exactly what the opponent's going to do?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no question about it. Again, you have to make adjustments. You have to be on your toes. And you really, the players themselves, when they're on the ice, they have to know where everybody's at, because they just stretch guys all the time. Anytime they get possession of the puck, I mean, again, they're not going to have one guy stretch. They're going to have all three guys stretch. So we use the term reloading. You always have to reload hard back to the middle of the rink, because it's almost like you have to recover all the time defensively. So, but in doing that, it also hopefully can help us a little bit transitionally. So we felt our rush offense was pretty good last night. So, again, if we work hard getting back and we break up some plays, hopefully, again, we generate some rush offense out of that.
You stretched a lot too last night. Were you expecting to be able to do that or not?
Well, you have to against those guys, because, again, we want to back them up as well. And they want to pinch their defensemen. Again, they want to advance pucks quick. So, we want to try to take them out of their comfort zone. And, at times it works, and at times, obviously, it doesn't. Like anything, if you're in a stretch, you have to make sure you get the puck out and have the ability of hitting your stretch man.
More Tom Cerutori when we return. Benusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back. Part 2 with head coach Tom Cerutori. You guys did score a power play goal last night, Tom. They were 94% on the penalty kill. This late in the year, that is unheard of. Why are they so good?
They got it going. They got the karma going with their penalty kill. They're very aggressive, which doesn't mean, again, success by any means, but they're disciplined in their kill. They've got good chemistry. It's you're right. I mean, it's amazing when you figure 94%, game 25, game 26, whatever it is right now. It's very impressive.
Jerry Fitzgerald scored that goal. Has he adapted to playing the point there on the penalty, on the power play, to the point that you'd want him to?
Well, Jerry can play anywhere he wants, I think. I think he's that versatile of a player. I think he's that smart of a player. And I think he's that talented of a player. I don't know if we have Jerry in the best spot on the power play on his forehand, but we just feel, again, he's the best person that we can put there. And, so he's there. But, he has the ability of sneaking in on the backside. Obviously, on the rush last night, he was Johnny on the spot, but he also has the ability of, hopefully, again, when he does get the puck, he's got the uncanny ability of getting it back to Prapp in his wheelhouse. So he's a handsy player, and again, he's gonna have a great career here.
Your penalty kill last night, you okay with?
Yeah, there's a few adjustments we have to make, but just minor adjustments, and just, I don't know if it's even adjustments, Schultzy. There's just a few things we need to be cognizant about.
Other than that, any other changes for tonight?
Nope, we're keeping things status quo.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultzy.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.